Our next item is change of zone number 1769, Ocean Atlantic Communities, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, this is in my area, and I guess with a change of zone, I have two motions approved for this one and the next one, and so I'd like to open it up for comment, and I know that this application is for the change of zone. And then the next one for the CU, and if I could just hear some comments from my fellow commissioners on just both of them. Should we do them together?
We have to act on them separately, but there's no problem with having the comments all be combined.
So I'd like to open it up to anybody who would like to weigh in on this.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I think that it's good that they're making an effort to clean up a brownfield in the community, as well as making access to the trail that's coming. Both, I think, is very commendable. What may create some traffic on the other communities, I think that their choice of using that road instead of sharing the one with the concrete plant makes a whole lot of sense. I know traffic is always an issue that as a commission we encounter practically every meeting, and some of those things we don't have any control over, but from a safety standpoint, I think it makes a whole lot more sense that they're using the entrance that they are using. So in that sense, I'm in agreement with potential approval or recommendation of approval of this particular project. What I do have a concern that, as you often know, comes from my seat, is I have a concern about safe travel within the community, pedestrian travel. Here we're lumping potentially a lot of homes in a small, relatively small area. I think there needs to be some means of provision for movement safely in the neighborhood. We're dealing with, as I understand it, a 55-plus community. I think if you took a survey of some of the activities of that age group, one of those is walking. Now, is there any provision of a safe walking area for them to go to the trail and walk on the trail versus on their own land? I know, ironically, recently we had an applicant, and I don't know if it was this meeting or another one, but the applicant made a comment about they were concerned about having sidewalks because if there was a car blocking the sidewalk in the driveway, the person would have to walk around the car out into the street and then back on the sidewalk. Well, golly gee, that means they have to walk in the street for 20 feet versus not having any choice but walking in the street. At the same time, with this particular project, as I understand it, we're talking about having gutters for the street. So a gutter, to me, oftentimes from an engineering standpoint, site plan standpoint, makes it easier to put in the sidewalk than with situations where we're dealing with large swales. So given the design of the streets, given the nature of the project and the size of the project in the area in which they're proposing, I think that this is, to me, begs of having sidewalks from a pedestrian safety standpoint. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else wish to comment?
Mr. Chairman, it's sometimes convenient to use upzoning requests and base it on adjoining property densities and uses, and most often they're appropriate and sometimes they're not necessarily appropriate. In this particular case, Dutch Acres, which is going to be the access to Tulip Drive, is a community that was designed in 1957. Another adjoining property was a commercially zoned property, and its density was based on a 1971 commercial zoning. Only one property was recently upzoned and received its density as an RPC, which is the Villages, and it was planned and designed for that under more current rules and zoning viewpoint. So while at the outset it looks like we have an infill project because you look at a map and you see what's around it, the fact is the history of that particular, those properties jointly, has a lot more story to it than just that. So I'm not saying, I understand the argument that it's an infill and the MR zoning request has some basis, it certainly does. But I think we have to be concerned about whether that Tulip Drive really is designed to carry the capacity that's been requested under the MR zoning request. Secondly, I think that we have to think, maybe not so appropriately for this project, but certainly for future projects, that continuing to grant MR zoning requests and increased densities and bypassing the allowances and opportunities in the AR zoning is undermining the ordinance there. So we either got to decide, are we going to make that ordinance work or just get rid of it, because we're simply undermining the opportunities within that. Maybe not necessarily on this project, I repeat, because it appears to me as if the MR zoning request has some basis for argument. I would argue, though, that I don't think that the density requested is appropriate. And the reason is because of its use. I promise that's not me calling you, IJ. But I did that last meeting, I think. Siri did it.
First time.
Yeah. It just seems like that's a lot to put on the people that have using Tulip Drive, that much density, and whether that road was really in 1957, that easement and the whole thing was thought to handle all that. And really, those people in Dutch Acres don't have a lot to say about it. They just have to accept it. It looks like it's a state easement. It doesn't look like it's an HOA, private road. We didn't have those rules way back then. So I'm tempted to vote against the motion to approve, not because it doesn't have basis or logic behind it, but just because I think that there's other opportunities to use the current zoning and accomplish the same thing with a slightly lower density.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. And for me, this is one of those applications, I think, where the pendulum swings both ways. I have feelings. I like the fact that this brownfield site will be cleaned up by the developer. Seems a good way to get a bad situation cured. I hear what Mr. Ross, I have sympathies with what Mr. Ross and Mr. Johnson say as well, as far as the walking and safe pedestrian travel. I don't know necessarily that the trail itself would serve to be safe. We've got a marvelous boardwalk down in Rehoboth that people are saying is not safe for walking now. They're talking about controlling people and access to that by bicycles. That's not a part of this, but I always try to be supportive of Mr. Johnson and what he's doing. This may be an application, gentlemen, where I hold my nose and vote on this. I think that the applicant's team, design, and legal did a good job and brought out that this was investment level one, which we don't see all that often, and presented it as an infill, and that's so we'll see how I vote. Thank you.
All right.
Well, I appreciate all the comments, and Mr. Ross, I appreciate your bringing that density zoning to light, because I think in future applications we got to take that into account. I took more into account the zoning that is currently around it and the fact that it is a brownfield being cleaned up. And I think that those are two pluses that warrant a recommended motion for approval. So on concerning CZ 1769 for Ocean Atlantic Communities LLC for a change of zone from AR1 agricultural zoning to MR medium residential zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The site is located in the environmentally sensitive development area according to Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The MR zoning is appropriate for this area under the plan. The MR zoning is consistent with neighboring zoning. The site is surrounded by land zoned with MR and C1, a railroad, and a non-conforming commercial industrial use. The MR zoning for this parcel is basically infill to match the surrounding zoning districts. The site will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. The MR zoning is consistent with the surrounding uses, which include both single-family and multifamily residents. As a result, rezoning of this property to MR will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or uses. And lastly, the proposed rezoning to MR is consistent with the purpose of the MR district, which is to provide medium-density residential areas which are generally urban in character or likely to become urban in character and where central sewer and water are available.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1769, Ocean Atlantic Communities LLC, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, let's call the roll, gentlemen. Okay, Mr. Burton?
Yes, for approval.
Okay, Mr. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Ross?
No.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, for approval.
Okay, the chair votes yes. The motion carries 3-2.